Hello and welcome to Eisner Amper's Professional Services Podcast Series, where we try to dig a little deeper into those topics that matter most to you following the Tax Cuts and Jobs Acts of 2017, aka tax reform. In this episode, we're covering what professional services firms need to do now related to meals and entertainment. I'm Dave Plasko, and with me today is Carolyn Dulcey, tax partner and a leader in Eisner Amper's Professional Services Group. Carolyn, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
So, Carolyn, it's been interesting to see where everything has fallen into place post-tax reform.
Yes, that's for sure.
So let's try and break it down for our listeners. What are a few key issues professional services firms need to be aware of concerning meals and entertainment?
Okay, so I have to preface my discussion by saying we're still learning every day. The regs are not out yet on this.
Okay.
Having that said, there are important takeaways for both those amounts paid or incurred after December 31st of 2017.
Got it. Let's dive into the changes for expenses paid or incurred after December 31, 2017.
Okay, so expenses paid or incurred after December 31st, 2017 for entertainment, amusement, or recreation are now non-deductible. So, and this includes the facilities for these activities, mm-hmm. even if they're business related. So a golf outing, mm-hmm. Sporting tickets, or a Broadway show with a client would now be non-deductible.
Okay.
Now, a firm can still claim 50% for business meals and a meal at the entertainment event, provided that business is discussed. And you should keep good records and substantiation for this.
Sure.
Okay. Certain amounts were and still are 100% deductible, and there's no change here. This is amounts that are put on an employee's W-2 or on a service provider on their 1099.
Mm-hmm.
Also, items that are made available to the general public, expenses for goods and services that are sold to customers, like a restaurant,
okay.
and non-discriminatory employee recreation and social activities, including their facilities. So that means you can still have your holiday party or your summer picnic with your employees, as long as everybody is invited from the firm and get 100% deduction. There are amounts that were 50% deductible and are still 50% deductible. So food and beverages that you consume while you're on a business trip, or expenses that are directly related to firm's business meetings. So that would be like your stockholder or your partner meetings.
Okay, so these really are significant changes to be aware of when you're out there networking, courting prospects, things of that nature.
Yes, that's right. There are big changes that affect professional service firms.
Sure, and these type of firms are ones that do a, you know, very networking based. So are there any other changes that a professional services firm should be aware of?
Yes. Meals provided on site to employees, like working meals for working overtime, okay, these are now 50%. They used to be 100% deductible. Okay, there's no more de minimis rules for the convenience of the employer.
Okay.
Also, expenses for employer-operated food facilities. Also, expenses for employer-operated food facilities. These are now 50%. They used to be 100% deductible. And after 2025, they're not deductible anymore.
Okay. So, Carolyn, what's the key takeaway here for our listeners?
Okay, well, there's a few items here.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, many times there are firms that bill their clients for expenses for meals and entertainment. Okay, so it's important that these amounts be specifically stated on the bill with a detail. If you do that, you have a reimbursable plan, okay, and mm-hmm. now you, as the firm, don't take the 50% reduction, unfortunately, then your client does.
Okay.
Also, keeping separate general ledger accounts for meals, entertainment, employee recreation, and making sure on the invoices that you get that there is a breakdown between what's the meal portion and what's the entertainment portion.
Okay, good advice. Well, Carolyn, thank you for your expertise and your insight on an issue that I've seen, you know, really a lot of in the media lately.
Great, thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.